This is Latour Retirement Talk with the team from Latour Asset Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Joe Latour, Josh Latour, and Jim Margraff provide their clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Latour Retirement Talk.
Welcome to Latour Retirement Talk. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. Our hosts, as always, are Jim Margraff and Josh Latour. I hope you guys are doing well today. Thanks for having me on the show once again. How are you guys doing? Are you keeping busy? You've helped so many families in the area. You've been busy meeting with people, helping them with their finance, their retirement planning, all sorts of things, right?
Absolutely, Tony. Yeah, it's been a busy time. Last week, we were in the office for part of the week. We were out for the remainder of the week doing some training, getting some good information from Ed Slott.
Oh, and that's right. You guys were hanging out with Ed at his event. That's awesome.
Yep. Fantastic info and actually inspired some of what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So what are we talking about today?
Well, Tony, today we're talking about setting up your kids for success in retirement. So, you know, a lot of times we're always talking about, you know, people that are getting ready to retire, but there are some things that we can do when we're talking about your kids or your grandkids that can set them up. And the amazing thing about it is it doesn't take a lot of money to really set your kids or grandkids up compared to what it takes to set me up, right? You know, because I'm sitting here today, I'm 52. If I need to do catch-ups or if I need to do something, I've got to do a lot. But kids, because of the time horizon that they have, we don't have to do a lot. But if we do the right things and we play it smart, we can set them up really well.
Wow. This sounds like an important topic for parents and grandparents, right? Mm-hmm. Talking about grandkids as well as kids here. I think that's fantastic. But it sounds like you may have buried the lead there in that opening. 52? I had you at maybe 49. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, you don't get to stay over 49. So,
well, thank you, Tony. I really appreciate you giving me, you know, a little 3 years there, you know, just, you know.
I mean, you look together recently. I've noticed that.
Yeah. Used to say, wow, you don't look a day over 40. Now it's like 49, 50.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when we start to get older. Yeah. You'll catch up with me pretty quick, I think.
No, I'm never going to catch you, Tony.
Oh, you might. Never. I'm not getting
it. I will always be 8 years behind you.
I mean, look at this. I'm not getting 8 years. Wow. Yeah, that is accurate.
Just outed you like that.
Had to get both hands out on that one. Oh, yeah. Okay. I am sick. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, Josh, we're not even going to talk about your age. You're a young pup yet. So there's no need to even go into that. But we're talking about accounts that can set up our kids and grandkids for retirement success, even when they're young, when they're infants. When we first have children, there's ways to do this now. And we're going to talk about that, talk about some strategies today, right?
That's absolutely right. First thing we're going to talk about, Tony, it's kind of a hot button topic, Trump accounts.
I've heard
brand
of that.
Brand new.
Trump accounts in the big, beautiful bill, right?
That's right. So as of July 4th of this year of 2026, contributions can start being made to these Trump accounts. And they're a little involved. They've got a few complications because what piece of legislation does not have some complications. And I think there's a lot of confusion about who these accounts are for. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought it was just the kids born between 2025 and 2028, because that was something that was mentioned. What that is those are the people, or those are the kids rather, that get the $1,000 seed money from the government. So if they were born 2025, 26, 27, or 28, they're getting that $1,000 from the government.
So the government will put give you $1,000 in that account once you set it up. If your child was born between January 1st, 2025, and December 31st, I believe, 2020.
Yes. Right. That's correct. Okay.
And so that's a free $1,000.
Well, who wouldn't want to take advantage of some free money?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, come on. We'll all take advantage of free money. Yeah. It's like sure. We tell people at least contribute to the 401k enough to get the match. It's free money. So yeah, we'll take it.
Sure.
So, and to Josh's point that he was making, mm-hmm. you know, we have all always thought, you know, when you first hit the news and we're hearing about it, and you know, before we could even really read the legislation, it's okay, this is for people, for kids born between 2025 and 2028, right? In those few years there. However, it's actually for anybody who has not yet turned 18 by 2027. So if you've not reached your 18th birthday yet, your parents can open up a Trump account for you. So like my youngest is 12 years old. I can open up a Trump account and put funds in there for him.
Even though he was born before 2025.
Right. He just doesn't get the $1,000 seed money from right. the government. It's the $1,000 seed money for the government that's the restricted to just those years. But it's for anybody under 18.
So that's good to know. I didn't know that. I thought that it was actually for only people could get these accounts if they were born after right. born in that window. But you're saying it's for anybody who's
still a minor, who's essentially still
a minor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So contributions, Tony, can occur all the way up to the year until before the year you turn 18.
Sure.
So if you're turning 18 in that year, you cannot have a contribution to a Trump account.
Oh, so okay.
That's the stipulation there. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the contributions, currently it's $5,000. Anybody can give toward that. It can be, you know, the parents, it can be grandparents, you know, friends can give toward it. It's a total of $5,000 per child though.
So there's a limit on how much you can contribute per year.
That's exactly correct. Right.
$5,000 per year. And right. if they were born in that window, you get another $1,000 from the government.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And is this tax deferred money?
Yes, it is. So what happens at 18 years old? Those funds will become an IRA for this, well, now adult. Mm-hmm. Now they have an IRA. Mm-hmm. They have options at that point. If they want to go ahead and convert it over to Roth, they can do that. Mm-hmm. The nice thing for the kid is the money that was contributed, the $5,000 per year, that is going to be after-tax money. So if they convert it all to Roth, mm-hmm. that portion won't be taxable. It'll only be the gains plus whatever the government added in.
Oh, okay. So you only have to pay tax at that point on the gains and the government mm-hmm. contribution of $1,000.
That's right. Now, I did a bit of a calculation because my son was born in 2025. He's going to get that $1,000 seed money from the government. And I think we're probably going to contribute along the way as well.
Sure.
So doing a calculation just to see how much he could end up having. Mm-hmm. I took $5,000 a year for 17 years because we won't be able to contribute the year he turns 18.
Sure.
But he'll get 17 years of contributions plus the $1,000. By 18 years old, with a 7% average growth, which is actually a little below the market average,
yep,
he'd have $168,000 in that account.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And that would be with us putting in $85,000. So about doubling
right.
over that 17 to 18 year period. Now, Tony, if he converts all that to Roth, now he has all of this tax-free, growing tax-free. Until he is retirement age.
Yeah. Right.
So continuing that 7% average growth, if he holds this account till 60 years old, never adding to it again. Let's just say he never makes any Roth contributions along the way.
Yeah, I was going to double check. You're not adding to it after correct. 18.
Yep, not adding okay. to it after 18.
Well, Joe could still add to it. But
he could. Just for good strict numbers.
Yeah.
If he didn't touch it, didn't add to it, left it invested in the stock market, at 7% average growth, he'd have $2.8 million.
Awesome.
Yes. This is what an amazing step up for kids
oh, yeah.
right now
yeah.
to start this.
Amazing. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I believe the date that you can start contributing or open one of these Trump accounts is what, July this year?
July 4th.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Perfect day to start it on. They probably did that on purpose.
Yeah. I'm sure.
That's also when the legislation was completed last year.
Oh, that's right. It was signed on July 4th into law. Yeah, that's right. I remember that now. That makes sense.
Now, there are a couple of things, like, you know, for the people making the contribution to this account, it's not tax deductible.
Correct.
So you are making this out of the goodwill of your heart as a parent.
Tax money you're putting in.
Yes.
Correct. So you don't get it's not like tax deferred where you get a break on this year's taxes. It still counts as taxable. You can't remove it that $5,000 from your taxable income for the year. Like
that's correct.
You put on a 401k or traditional IRA.
Right.
But it has tax advantages later though, because you can roll it into the Roth and you don't have to pay tax on that that principal then when you do. So there are advantages to it as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes sense.
So there are some investment requirements on these funds. So you can't, go picking individual stocks, things like that. It does have to be an index fund type of an investment. And it has to be 90% U.S. based, that index fund.
Like the S&P 500, right?
Exactly. Like the S&P 500. So, that's not a hard requirement to meet. And honestly, it's a great one to have on this account. I completely agree with it. And, you listen to someone who's the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett.
Sure.
And what does he tell people? Put it in an index fund like the S&P and there you go. And so it's a smart idea to do that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely would be. So that's the Trump accounts. But there is a stipulation with grandparents that I heard about, and this is where people don't realize this, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. Yeah, this is a word of warning. If you're a grandparent, you cannot open that Trump account for your grandchild unless you're the legal guardian. And that's just to open the account, Tony.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they can't contribute. They can absolutely.
Joe can contribute. Joe Latour can definitely contribute to your son's Trump account.
And is more than welcome to.
Once you open it up, the first thing I'd do is give him the information on how, just send him a little note. Hey, Dad. Hey, Joe. In your case, hey, Dad, here's the information on where to contribute money.
See, Tony, that's what I'm going to do is say, hey, Joe, this is where,
I wish you the best of luck with that. I wish Josh the best of luck, but you're going to need more than luck, my friend. You would need a miracle. Jesus himself would have to come down and speak.
Tony, I was going to send it to you too, give you the information.
You can please send it. You can send it to me all day. Yeah. Yeah. And with most of your emails, Jim, it's just, Jim, delete. No,
that's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens. No. Okay. So we've talked about Trump accounts. We want to get to a few other, there are other tools though that we can use to help our kids and grandkids for retirement success and help them save for success later in life. What's another way?
Once a kid starts working, whether it's a part-time job with whatever they're doing, especially if you have a family business and the kid is working in the family business, you can contribute to IRAs. And it's not that the kid has to contribute to the IRA out of their funds, but so long as, if they make $5,000, you can put $5,000 into an account in their name for them.
They have to have earned income for you to that account in their name.
They have to have the earned income, but
anyone can contribute that amount then. They don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell, grandparents all the time, when you're sitting down at your Thanksgiving dinner, find out, did the kid make any money, doing, walking the dog for a neighbor or babysitting or anything. Have they done anything where there is some type of a recorded income? Right. So this is the key feature though. It has to be recorded.
Right. Not cash under the table.
Right. So like, some of your babysitting jobs or, some of those things it might not be recorded and reported to the IRS. It has to be something of that type of income, like a W-2 or something like that, where it's reported. And then, hey, we can start that IRA. Yeah. And we can, again, get them investing earlier than you would otherwise. But one of the things you want to do is with any of those things is you've got to keep good records for the kids because of taxes and all those things. But you want to keep the good records. And, you know, since they're young, you might as well look at the Roth. Mm-hmm. Right. And if you're a business owner and you have kids, if there is something that is legitimate that your child can do in the family business, put them to work, put them on payroll and give them a, you know, give them something to do and then you can start making those contributions and really give them a head start that way. And here's a really cool thing. The IRAs and their contribution limits are separate from the Trump accounts.
Right.
So the Trump account doesn't count toward those limits. That's completely separate. So you can put your $5,000 in there and you can still go up to the maximum limit in a regular IRA or a Roth.
Roth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Roth is fantastic. My daughter, when she turned 21, she's 23 mm-hmm. now, but when she turned 21, she actually opened a Roth and started contributing mm-hmm. money to it.
$200.
Fantastic.
$200 a month. Out of her pay, out of her pay.
I will say this, you know,
she's going to be doing pretty well by 65. That's for when she turns 65.
Right.
Yeah. She's going to be doing very well.
Yeah.
Now for, I do tell parents or actually grandparents a lot of times, if you want to set money aside, and I've done this before, of course, before the Trump accounts came into play, you know, I would have grandparents put money into a separate account and make that a particular grandchild the beneficiary of that account. You do that when the child was born, put $3,000 in, leave it in a typical index fund like the S&P, leave it there for 65 years. They're going to have roughly $1 million in there. And that's just with one contribution when that child's born.
That's amazing. Okay?
And so I would tell them, you know, you would put that fund in an account, you know, it's still in the grandparents' name and you just leave it there. And when you're talking to that child as they get older and when they start working, now let's take funds from this account that's in the grandparents' name and move it over to a Roth IRA in that kid's name once that kid has earned income, and you can start contributing to that, move funds into that Roth for them. You know, putting money aside and getting your grandkids set up, you know, a lot of times it's harder for the parents because they're still paying for so much of life. And, you know, they've got a house, they've got a mortgage payment, but the car payments, they're putting kids through school and all the other stuff. And a lot of those expenses are gone for the grandparents and they would have a few $1,000s to set aside for that newborn child.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. I'm glad you said that because I hadn't really thought about that. But yeah, that's a great way to do it. A great strategy. Use a beneficiary mm-hmm. designation mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. give your grandkids inherited money.
So, I mean, that's something you can do outside of a Trump account or outside of any of these other types is just put money in the accounts. You know, so Tony, it would still be in your name.
Yep.
When that kid finally gets to the place where they're making money. Hey, they're on the right track. They're doing well. You can move it over to a Roth for them and start helping them get set up even better.
Yeah. What I like about this, Tony, is we're talking about several different methods you can use. You're setting up different types of money.
Right.
And these different types can have different purposes. Mm-hmm. So the Trump accounts contributing to a Roth IRA for your minor children who have earned income. These are things that are setting them up more for retirement. What Jim's talking about, you know, just putting money into a non-qualified taxable account, that is setting them up for whatever they need.
Yeah.
And the next thing we're going to talk about, the UTMA, the UTMA.
What is it? Uniform Transfer to Minors Act.
Thank you.
I'm not that familiar with UTMA. We don't have a lot of time left. Let's jump into the UTMA.
Yep. So, basically, very similar mm-hmm. idea to what Jim was just talking about, except that these funds are now owned by that child.
Correct.
So you're not really managing it yourself. It can be invested, however, the custodian sees fit.
Sure.
But these are now their funds. You can't be, you know, reaching your hand in and taking money out unless it's a qualified expense that is for the betterment of that minor. Yeah. So They're great plans mm-hmm. That you can use for you know, basically literally transferring funds to a minor child.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how does that work? I mean, the parent or guardian is the custodian, and they do have full control until the kid reaches 18 to 21, right?
Right. There's three states, New York. I can't remember the other two off the top of my head, New York, Florida. And there's one other one where it can be 21. And there's a couple of states where you have the option of making it to age 25. But most states, and here in Missouri, it's age 18.
Sure.
So here's the thing, though. Once the funds are in the UTMA, like Josh said, you can't pull them back out. Kid turns age of majority. All those funds belong to them at that moment. They now have full control. They can do whatever they want with them. If they want to take it out and go blow it on something, they can. So, you know, that's something just to think about when you're putting funds into an UTMA. So, you know, it's very simple. It's easier to set up than a lot of other things. You know, it's simply, you know, like for what we do, it's a checkbox. It's an UTMA account. And we've got to have mom or dad as the custodian on that. And it's very easy to do.
Are there contribution limits like there are on IRAs and Trump accounts?
Nope.
That's one of the other benefits. There are no contribution limits. And then, of course, the other benefit is there's fewer stipulations on what those funds can be used for. Once the child reaches age of majority, it can be used for whatever needs there are.
Oh, you know,
if they need to go buy a car, if they need a down payment on their first home, education expenses, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They can do whatever they want with them. That's their money at that time.
Right. Sure.
Unlike
so it's not locked your retirement
account. No. Correct.
Now, on those UTMA accounts, there are going to be, on the gains on those, there are the possibility of some taxes. So the way it's currently written, the first $1,300 of gains, and why they picked this number, I don't know, but it's
the government
rules.
God the bless first, the IRS, as I always say.
First $1,300 of gains, there's no taxes.
Of course, it's
per year. The next $1,300 is taxed at the kid's tax rate.
Sure.
And anything above that is taxed at the parent's tax rate.
Ouch. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Ouch. So we got to watch out for that kiddie tax. If we have it in an investment that does really, really well, and we've got a lot of funds in there, well, now we're going to be looking at some taxes on those.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that is one of the negatives. Okay. Let's jump into one of the other tools. Let's jump into the next tool that people can use to help their kids or grandkids.
Well, Tony, if you're looking for just college expenses,
okay,
that's your sole purpose, is you're wanting to make sure college expenses are covered. The 529 plan does that beautifully. And actually 529s now, as of, I believe it was the Secure Act that changed that.
Right.
529s now also work for K-12 expenses, not just college.
It was Security Act 2.0 did that.
You might be right about that.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's a handy thing. You know, if you've got, you know, private school expenses, those can be very expensive. And parents and grandparents can actually contribute to these 529s. And those, they do get a tax deduction for doing.
Right.
So
that's really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, my wife and I used 529 plans for all three of our kids.
Nice.
And then we made them, when they first got jobs, we made them put half of everything they earned into their 529s, 50%.
Very nice. There you
go. Yeah.
Yep. That made them think a little bit about what they were spending their money on.
It sure did. And one of the three was not happy at all and fought a nail on it. The first two were like, oh, okay, mom and dad said we had to do it. The other one's like, I'm not doing that. You can't have half my money. And you're not giving it to us. It's for you. And yes,
that's not too bad. Two thirds of them were behind you guys. That's pretty good.
You know what I always say? I always say that about my kids. Two out of three ain't bad.
Right.
I mean, two out of the three are really smart, graduated top of their class, really gainfully employed, doing well in life. And then the youngest, two out of three ain't bad. I mean, I'm kidding. I love all three of my kids. And now my third, our youngest, just graduated. We just got back from Atlanta, my wife and I, where we went to her graduation ceremony from Delta Flight Attendant Academy training.
Okay.
Nice. And it is impressive what they go through. 7 weeks of hardcore training, 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. So anyway, that's that. But 529s are great. Is there anything else?
Well, the next thing is a trust account. So if we need to, if we have a large sum of money and we want to be able to control the access to that, there's nothing, there's not anything on the planet that's going to do that tool better as a tool. Trust accounts are going to be able to control that. So if we have somebody that, hey, we've got a large sum, we don't want them to have access to it, mm-hmm. or we have a special needs case, mm-hmm. That's a great place for that trust account to control those funds.
Yeah, trusts are fantastic. And they don't cost that much to set up. And if people have questions, they can always call you. Speaking of that, we're out of time, but our listeners and viewers, I know they're going to have questions about these things and right. want more answers. Sit down and talk with you and the team there at Latour Asset Management. How can they get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Absolutely, Tony. Well, listeners and viewers, just give us a call. Our number is 417-641-3497. And go check out our website at latourasset.com.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Latour Retirement Talk with our host, Jim Margraf and Josh Latour.
Thank you for listening to Latour Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a retirement plan. For more information, please contact Latour Asset Management. Call 417-886-5724 or visit them online at latourasset.com.
Advisory services are offered by Latour Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the states of Missouri, Arkansas, Texas, and Alaska. Insurance products and services are offered through Latour Advisory Group, Inc., an affiliated company. Latour Advisory Group, Inc. and Latour Asset Management, LLC are affiliated companies. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.